back to EVPs here, number five.
Okay, on this next one, we are still in the Wiccan house. You will hear Brendan say, "I tell you what, it is hot in this house."
Uh-huh.
And then a male says, "She didn't put it down."
Huh. Okay, here we go.
"I tell you what, it is hot in this house."
"She didn't put it down."
Huh.
"She didn't put it down." "She didn't put it down."
Again, that one's a little hard, isn't it?
Yes.
It also has that odd noise behind it. She didn't put it down. But if you'll all listen closely to that, there's a kind of a, what's the right word for it, a kind of wavery aspect to the way the voice comes through, and it's very apparent in this one. What do you all think that is?
You know, we hear that from time to time. Not every voice, but there are certain voices that we hear that wavery sound, and there's also, we've noticed, a popping noise every once in a while. Before these voices comes in, there's almost like a pop or a click.
A snap or
yeah.
Something.
Interesting. So do you frequently record that pop or click in what you give us here on the radio, or do you just ignore that part? That's very interesting. And do you hear a pop or a click at the end?
No, not at the end. You just hear it right before the voice comes in. And there's been times we've actually heard that pop or a click, and I've gone, it's going to be interesting to see if a voice comes in right after this. But we have actually presented some on your show.
Oh, you should have told me this a long time ago. That's something worth considering, as though something has been tapped into or a connection has suddenly been established of some kind?
Exactly.
Fascinating. Okay. Onward and upward. Let's continue. What's next?
Okay. Now this one, I'm still in the basement, and I'm talking to the ghost, which is what we normally do. We treat them like regular people.
Yes.
And you hear me say, "Did you scratch that lady? Why would you do that?" And then this man sounds like he says, "I'm a big freak." Now, here's the interesting part about this. This voice and the voice right after that were recorded within 20 seconds of each other. And this is where I get the feeling, like I told you earlier, that this is the same entity, just acting as different things. Because this is a man's voice, and the next voice is a kid's voice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here it comes.
"Did you scratch that lady? Why would you do that?"
Oh, brother, I'm a big freak. Clearly, it does sound like he's saying, I shouldn't use the word clearly, it's not entirely clear. But yes, it sounds like he's saying, "I'm a big freak." Listen carefully.
"Did you scratch that lady? Why would you do that?"
I'm a big freak. A self-admission from a ghost.
If that's what it was.
Do you think that's what it was?
I
mean, it does appear to be an answer to the question, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Why'd you scratch that lady? Because I'm a big freak. All right, so look, what's being suggested here, obviously, we've said this before, is that this place that we're tapped into, whatever you want to call it, is, in fact, some kind of middle area where people are still here on Earth. Is there any time that you can attach to it? I mean, have you had people that are from hundreds of years ago who still are not gone? Or is it usually a recent death or what?
No, we've never really been able to correlate any kind of time with it, other than there's some voices that we record and it's almost in a slang. I mean, a slang that, you know, maybe was from, you know...
in the last 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
You know.
And, you know, you can correlate it with that because, you know, well, that word wasn't around that long ago. So, but, I mean, we've never had somebody say, you know, "I lived in a log cabin in 1834 or something like that.
Huh. And references to current time or current events or things that are going on right now, any of that?
No, nothing like that, which is sad because, I mean, if that had happened, I mean, it would just be amazing. I mean, it'd be along the lines of the Spiritcom work.
Yes. Would it bother you to do the kind of work that was being done at Spiritcom, to be in a ongoing, full-time, would just absolutely rack your mind discussion with somebody on the other side? I mean, could you handle that?
Oh, yes, that would be wonderful.
I think, ultimately, that's our goal. I mean, if we could ever get to the point that the technology is there to do that, I mean, that's what we're working for.